Aveim is two simanim in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Mem and Simon Reish Mem Aleph. Simon Reish Mem Aleph is the shorter one. That's about Nakib Aveim, that's Makom Mekalel Avimos. So let's leave that aside for now. That's not really our sugya. But if you actually look through the sugyas in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, you go through all the Gemaras about Kibbut Aveim, you'll find everything that it says in Simon Reish Mem, pretty much all 25 Se'ifim of Simon Reish Mem are taken straight from the Gemara. So there are parts of it that are that are more involved, and parts of it that really are just mamish straight from the Gemara. That if you go through the Beis Yosef, all he says is, yeah, it's a Gemara in Kiddushin. So I don't think we're going to go through Kiseder Sif achar sif, but maybe we'll try to choose the highlights in terms of those parts of it that have the most discussion in Rishonim and in Poskim to flesh it out. Just by way of introduction in general to Kibbut Aveim, let me get a. Missing the right thumb. It's Tzitz Eliezer. I wrote down here. Chelek Chaf. Simen Mem. If I wrote down the right Maramakom. Yeah. Just in terms of the Geder HaMitzvah. Says Tzitz Eliezer. Shalosh Shuvos Meshivas Nefesh Sham B'Simen Tes Zayin. Make sure I'm getting the right one. Yeah. Mechadish mididay begeder chiyuv kibur av the kosev. What is the geder of the chiyuv of kibur av? We'll see what we mean by that in a second. And the shalosh shuvos meshivas nefesh writes ki adover barur ki b'midi de lo shayich haav begavei ein mitzvahs kibur alaben. Meaning the Gemara discussed ezu mora, ezu kibud, what mora means, what you're not allowed to do to overstep your bounds in terms of dealing with your parents, and what kibud is. What the definition of kibud is. In fact, in Si'if Dalid, that's where the Shulchan Aruch talks about kibud. If you were to look in the Beis Yosef, Si'if Dalid, the Torah writes, Ve'ezu kibud ma'achilo mashkeyu, you give them to eat, to drink, v'yitnu lo b'sefer panim yafos, you smile, v'alir lo panim zafos, you don't make mean and angry faces to your parents. Even if every day you give them the most delicious foods, but you give them with a grunt and a krechts and whatever, so then you're going to be punished for that. Where does that come from? That's our Gemara in Kiddushin. It says it beferish in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara tells the story. Sometimes you give the best food and you get punished for it because you showed sorosayin. You show that it's you don't like doing that. Beis Yosef quotes Talmud Yerushalmi, Ma'isa Bechashay Machlav Pisioni Pamachas Omrele Aviv, Minayin Lach Kol Ele. Beis Yosef quotes Yerushalmi that the guy was feeding his father delicious food, and his father said, "Where'd you get all this great stuff?" Omrele, Saba Ma'ich Batlach, Lo Osachol. He says, "Old man, what does it bother you? Just chew and eat." Harei Ushakashalos. Obviously, he showed him that he's not enjoying doing the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. So that's obviously terrible, meaning that one has to be respectful. Kibbut Aveim means to be kind and nice and good. But the Ikar Mitzvah is give them to eat, give them to drink, and be nice to them. Do things that are relevant to their well-being. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dal, Shulchan Aruch writes, Ezu kavan ma'achilu mashkeu malbish mechasem machnes umotzi, clothe them, bring them to place where they need to go, feed them. Mean that a little bit safer from Yafos. Again, with a nice countenance. And the Rama writes, V'chein lehapich, based on the Gemara also, Matchanov b'rechayim v'kavnos l'tova, if you're working your father really hard, but you're trying to do good by him, so that he doesn't have something worse, because if he's one of you has to work for the king, and one of you has to be Matchan b'rechayim, and you tell him, don't worry dad, I'll go do the work for the king, which is endless, and who knows what I could be doing, and you'll at least get to stay home, even though it's difficult work, so that's a great kibbut aveim. What do all these things have in common? All of these examples of Kibbut Aveim that appear in the Gemara and therefore appear in Shulchan Aruch, in the Torah, in the Beis Yosef, they're all about things that benefit the parents. The question then becomes, what about kibra ve'eim when it has no benefit to the parents whatsoever? What if a parent just says, it would make me, do this. Why? Because it would make me happy, but it doesn't actually affect them at all. I happen to think you have green eyes, you look great when you wear a green shirt. It really brings out the color in your eyes. I want you to wear green shirts every day. But I want to wear a green shirt. Why does it affect you? If I wear a green shirt, you don't even see me most days. Because I told you to do so. Is there a mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim? To wear the green shirt because you have green eyes. To wear a blue shirt because your parents like that you have blue eyes. And it will bring out the color. Is there a mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim? So he says, in the name of Meshivas Nefesh, Sitz al Yezuch El Chav, Simen Mem Ozbeis, that b'midi de l'shayich av begavei, ein mitzvah kibud al ben. Meaning that it's not a requirement, but it's a mitzvah chasidus. The more you do, that makes your parents happy, even if it has no effect on them whatsoever. It's a nice thing. Ulapela be'enai alagona mar'al shelo zachar ki achidush zeh kvar nemar b'torasin shel rishonim. He says, very strange, Meshivas Nefesh writes this Chiddush, he doesn't mention that this already appears in Rishonim. The Ramban, Yevamos Dav Vav Amud Aleph, says, B'pshitus, ki ein ikra kibud ela masha amru b'kiddushin eizehu kavod. Kibud is as defined by the Gemara, to do these acts of service for them, and things that they get anah from. But if you say to do something that they have no anah whatsoever, ein zeh kavod shamar Torah. And the Rashban, Yevamos, writes, she'ein ikra kavod ela masha yesh lebo anah. So again, the same idea appears in the Rashba. But if they get no anah whatsoever, then it's not an Indian of kavod. The b'milsah lo shayich begava in koach la'av limchos ben lo mishum kavod of lo mishum morah. The father has no say in something that doesn't affect him whatsoever. And the Ramah in the Dark Emotion Yardesim Reish Mem Sivkat Nyud, and in Sivchav Hey at the end of Simin Reish Mem, much more abbreviated fashion, he essentially says the same thing. Why do you say the same thing? The Rama writes, very famous halacha, the very last thing in Simen Reish Mem, v'cheinim ha'av moch beben, lisa yizayish shiachpots ba'aben, ain't tzarek l'shmo ala'av. If the father tells the child, I don't want you to marry that girl that you want to marry, you don't have to listen to him. Why don't you have to listen to him? Because what's the nogea, the father, who you marry? That's how Tzitz Eliezer understands that Rama. Now, why don't you have to listen? Because it's not nogea to the father. One could have argued that it's a different thing. That it is nogea to the father who you marry. What do you mean? It's who he's being mashadich with, who his family's being mashadich with. It's going to be his daughter-in-law. You know, every yontif, they're going to be having meals together for the rest of their life. Who his grandchildren are going to be? What his whole legacy is going to be? They're going to be raised by this woman. So it's very nogea to him. I always understood that Allah is different, is that Kibud av ve'eim, we have a discussion which we'll talk about also, Mishal av or Mishal ben, who pays for it. So just like when it comes to money, you don't have to pay a lot of money, you don't have to pay your own money to do kibud av, we pass on this Mishal av, so you also don't have to pay a tremendous amount of anguish. That if the father is telling you to lose your whole, the love of your life, so you don't have to listen to that. But he understands it's just based on the fact, it's not no gaya to the father. Then he says, "Sitz Eliezer, this is Al Pia Amor Amarti Lohosav Chizik LeDivrei Marshal Shemuv Berkei Yosef Yardei Hashem Shapasak De Ma'av Tzivul Ben Shlo Yomer Kaddish Al Imo." Berkei Yosef writes, "If the father tells the son, I don't want you to say Kaddish for your mother when she dies, Delo Yishmalo, don't listen to the father. Tzavakomer Avoral Mitzvah Shel Devreim, because that's like the father saying, violate a Mitzvah Shel Devreim." And the Birkei Yosef says, Birkei Yosef quotes this from the Marshal, Birkei Yosef says, Yesh l'fak b'ik b'zem, Amiris Kaddish nechshav k'mitzvah shel devrei, kimin du min haga be'alma. Meaning, Marshal says, you know why you don't have to listen to your father when your father says not to say Kaddish for your mother? Because it's your father telling you to do an Avera. It's an Avera? Kaddish is a minag. It's not an Avera. Yeah, it's an important minag. It's based on sources of Kedusha. But it's not a mitzvah shel devrei. Said Sitz Eliezer, I'll explain to you why you don't have to listen to your father. It's not because he's telling you to do an Avera. Why do you not have to listen to your father when he says, don't say Kaddish for your mother? Because what's it nogeya him whether you say Kaddish for your mother? He has no sheichus whether you say Kaddish for your mother. He says, if you look in the Marshal, in Kiddushin, Simon Samach Gimel, the Marshal explains, V'li nir, the English Shmuelo, me'achar she'nogu me'avoseinu ha'kadoshim lomar kaddish yasom me'uvdud Rebbe Kiva, shemorim mimenu, shuzuchus, v'nayich nefesh, l'shoch ne'ofar, lomar kaddish, ha'viki lomar shelo yasod dover shumi devrei sofrim. So the Marshal does explain that it seems that it's as if the father is telling you not to do a din d'rabbanan because kaddish is so important, u'beprat, and especially since the Gemara says that within 1 year of the death of a parent, you're supposed to say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, so Kaddish is like an enhanced version of Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. So he's really telling you to do an Avera. V'od Aviv Shemocha B'davar Over Alva Haftal Reacha Kamocha V'Osul L'Shma B'Nin Zeh. Your father is violating Vavtel Recha Kamocha when he tells you not to say Kaddish for the mother, so you can't listen to him. Good. Now he says, L'maisa, when it comes to the Kaddish, we find that this is a machlokas. Beis Yosef and the Ramah. Beis Yosef in Yordesim Shinai and Vav quotes from the Kolbo that if the father's makpid, even though the mother says, I want you to say Kaddish, Kibur Av is Kodim L'Kibur Ein. But the Ramah writes that we say Kaddish on the mother, even if the father is still alive, he cannot be Makbid. He does not have the ability to be Mocha, not to say Kaddish. And then the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, in Sivkat and Tess over there, says to the Beis Yosef himself, at the end of the Sefer, Demiu Nagu Lomar Liolam Kaddish Afil B'Chayayad, that we always just say the Kaddish. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Can the father be Mocha? Can the father not be Mocha? So the Nekudas HaMachlokas may be whether he's telling you to do an Isser, whether telling you not to say Kaddish is the same as telling you to do an Isser, because he's telling you not to practice, he's telling you not to practice Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, a very high level of honor for your mother. And plus, it could be that he's doing his own Avera. Or maybe you say, no, that it's only a Minhag V'Alma, it's nothing. Or it could be, the machlokas might be, whether this is nogea at all to keep it aveim. And it may be not nogea at all to keep it aveim. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer concludes this discussion by saying, L'man ha-shlemus ha-tzatit ma-sharisi b'zeh b'shev sh'al shuvus meishiv devarim Rosenbaum. The shuvus meishiv devarim, I don't know who that is, but apparently it's from a Rabbi Rosenbaum, who asks on the Rivash, Heich Shaykh Khan Kavod Aviv Kodem, does that rak him imo omer sashkeni maim vavav omer ashkeni azay Aviv Kodem? It's a whole discussion, no? We have this discussion. Father says, say Kaddish, don't say Kaddish for your mother. Mother says, say Kaddish for me. Right? So, the machlokas over here is, do you say, oh, well, father says one thing, mother says the other thing, we listen to the father. That's what the Gemara says. Aviv omer ashkeni maim, imo omer ashkeni maim. They both say, give me to drink, you listen to the father, the Gemara says, right? So that's the same. So the Shuva Sefer, Meshiv Dvarim, says, it's not at all the same. Father says, give me drink to water. Mother says, Father says, give me water to drink. Mother says, give me water to drink. They're both asking for the same thing. That's when we say, Aviv Kodem. If the mother says, give me water to drink, and the father says, don't give your mother water to drink, that's a little different, no? He's not asking for kavod. He's asking for you not to do kavod to your mother. If your father says to be mvazi your mother, you can listen to your father. That's your father telling you to violate the Torah. So when your father says not to say kaddish to your mother, it's ki'ilu, he's telling you to be mvazi your mother. How could the Beis Yosef compare that to avvamar shkeni mayim v'imo mer shkeni mayim? So he says it must be that in times of Rivash it was not considered such a bizarre not to say kaddish. It wasn't so widespread yet. That's the only way to get out of it. But be that as it may, says the whole discussion is a moot point. Because the geder of kibud aveim is it doesn't cover things like that. It doesn't cover something that's not nogea to the aveim. It only covers things that are actually relevant to the mother and the father. In fact, in the sefer Tzelach Chachma, Chelik Beis, this is Rabbi Tzal Stern. He was a Rav in Australia, the brother of the Deborah Tzina Rav. So he deals with the following Shaila. Shaila was, Chola Sovel Mizazman Yisurin Ayumim, a Chola who is suffering terribly. Ukfisha kava arofe in nigov bemachlas satan achmatzli has cancer. Baram kamuvan elimudas arofe midias achola. It's interesting, but the assumption he works with. Kamuvan, they didn't tell the patient exactly what his prognosis is. Avokeis kinira pakas avlenusov umvakish macherim etzavlu benolagilu aemes aldvar machlaso. The chola gets so frustrated, he doesn't know what's going on with him, they're not telling him anything, and he says to his son, I demand that you tell me the truth about my illness. Does the son have to listen? Kibbutz. He wants to know. What's the gather of kibbutz? Is this a service that you're providing him? Machilo, mashkeu, malbisho. So telling him what his illness is? Oh, by the way, Dad, you're dying. Is that part of the geder of kibud? So he writes, "Ki gam ben enu chayv lekayim b'zet tzivoyav. If lo yagad lo das harof mal dvar machlaso, ki lo shayach kun zemit kibram kashay v'ur b'set d'shmaya." He says, "I don't think this is included in kibud aveim. Why not?" Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says as follows. Let's say your father says you're a Kohen, your father says I want you to go into the cemetery, or you're a regular guy and you found an Aveda and your father says don't do Hashavas Aveda, you don't listen to him, everyone has to honor Hashem, so you can't listen to your father when he tells you to do an Aveda. So Shidim Kvetzis over there says Ika Lemedak Pshita Shalo Yishmalo Shari in love Kavod Kshayinu Machzir. Here Shidim Gretz Kasha, he says, your father tells you not to do Hashavas Aveda. That's not an issue of Kibbutz Aveim versus Hashavas Aveda. Oh, which one wins? Where's the Kibbutz Aveim in not doing Hashavas Aveda? That's a covet for the father? It's not no gear of the father at all. It's not at all relevant to him. So that's just Hashavas Aveda versus not doing Hashavas Aveda. Oh, Shkayach, the answer is you do Hashavas Aveda. Of course. There's no Kibrav over there. It doesn't even enter the picture. It's Lo Baba Cheshbo. So Shidim got this quote from Tosos. Dach Shem Lo Av Valtachsir Ela Asuk Bikvodi Lavi Li Gozolo Solo Shem Sheini. Case must be, the father says, I don't want you to spend your time doing that Hashavas Aveda because I need you right now. I'm building the sukkah today. I need you to help me build the sukkah. It doesn't even make it a mitzvah. I'm cleaning the garage today. I need you to help me clean the garage. I need your help. I need your service right now. You can't be in two places at one time. Don't do a Shavas Aveda. That's the only way that the father saying, Al Tashiv, is no get kibbutz aveim. And that's what says Mefurish in the Ramban in Yevamos, and the Rashba in Yevamos, like the Tzitz Eliezer quoted. So again, what do you see? In order for kibbutz aveim to be relevant, it has to be something that the parent actually benefits from. If it's something that's not no gad to the parents at all, they just have a bug in their head that they want you to do something ridiculous, or that they want you to do something that doesn't relate to them at all, may be ridiculous, may not be ridiculous, but it just doesn't relate to them at all, that's not kavod. Now the Lashon of the Ramban in Yevamos Daf Vav is that ein ikur kavod, and something that the father doesn't get hana. That's not the ikur kavod shamra Torah. The implication is that when the father gets nothing out of it, that's not the ikur kavod. because it's not the kavod she'amra Torah, but the implication is that it's still something. It's not the ikr kavod, it's not what the Torah really meant by kabedas avicha v'simecha, but it's a ktsas mitzvah. But the Ritva's lashon is, dimkein lama yishmala afilu bedvarim shel rishus. The Ritva says, I don't get why you would ever listen to something like that at all, when it's not nogea to the father. So the implication of the Ritva is it's a zero. Right? So there are three possibilities. Dad says, Mom tells you, I want you to wear blue shirts. More likely to be mom than dad, right? I want you to wear blue shirts. So three possibilities. Either that's kibud aveim, mechuyuv, or it's absolutely zero. You don't have to listen to them at all. There's no maila at all in listening to them. And whether you wear a blue shirt or a green shirt that day is totally irrelevant. Or you're not mechuyuv, but it's a maila. So it could be this is machlokas rishon. Yeah. Right, what the Chicken was saying is that the only time the Gemara even has to talk about should I do Hashavas Aveda or not do Hashavas Aveda is when the other option is actually helping my father do something for him, actually helping him, like cleaning out the garage. The Gemara never would have even spoken about a case, says Chicken Kvetzas, if your option is do Hashavas Aveda or make your father happy with this ridiculous request not to do Hashavas Aveda and just sit there and do nothing. It's not a shaila then. Because that's not kibud aveim to sit there and do nothing, just because your father said to sit there and do nothing. It's not no gaya him. I mean, that's the point. That cleaning out the garage, that obviously is kibud aveim. So that's what we have. The shaila, do you do kibud aveim or do you do the other mitzvah? But if it's not no gaya the father at all, then it's a zero. There's no reason to do anything. And then the B'tzela Chachma collects a group of Achronim that say Beferish, like the Ritva, that it's a zero. Chuvus Maram Lublin, Simon Kufla Medvav, Av Shabikesh Mibno Shiitin Bechinam Shtar Chalitza Lachiv Akatan, Tkim Shein Shum Kavad Lugufa Shalav, El Shirotza Lahashir Espino Akatan, Ein Zeklal Luklal Bukhal Kibrav. You know, the father says, be nice to your brother. What do you care if I'm nice to my brother? Not like not be mean to your brother, but like go out of your way, do something specially good for your brother. Why is it okay at you at all? Maram Lublin says. It could be that there's a distinction to be made over here. It could be that there are certain things that, while they don't physically affect the parent, emotionally affect the parent. There's nothing more frustrating to a parent than when the kids are fighting with each other. So be nice to your brother, or take care of your brother, take care of your siblings. It's true, it's not okay to the parent at all. The parent is still going to be clothed and fed and, you know, given to drink, all that stuff. So you've fulfilled kibbutz, as it says in the Gemara. It's not okay to the parent directly, but it is okay because the parent, it will really, really aggravate the parent. Versus something, and that's reasonable that it should aggravate the parents. Versus something that, what color shirt you wear, it's not even reasonable that it should aggravate the parents. Don't say Kaddish for your mother, it's not even reasonable that it should aggravate the father that you say Kaddish for the mother. So it could be something that's not nogea to him, that's not reasonable, is not included in Kibbutz Aveim, but something that's not nogea to him, but it's reasonable that he says it is nogea to him. He says that it's not physically nogeyatim, but it's emotionally nogeyatim, and it's reasonable that it should be emotionally nogeyatim. One could argue that that might be different. I didn't see that anywhere. But one could argue that that might be different. So what does that have to do with the case of telling the guy whether he's sick or not, the father whether he's sick or not? He says, if the son listens and tells the father about how bad his situation is, the father's not going to be happy about that. So that's not kibrav. You're not giving him any hana. Unless you hold like those poskim, that's also called kibrav. That anything he says he wants is kibrav, even if he's not getting any hana from it, because he has a whole list of poskim that say the other way. Let's say that's included in Kibbutz. Chuvas Tashbeit, Sefer Chasidim. Marsham. Good. Now one could argue telling the father that he's ill gives him peace of mind to at least know what's going on. I mean, simcha kataras hasfekos. Yeah, it may not make him happy per se, but it will comfort him to know what's going on in his life at least. So the example of that tshuva, you know, specifically may not be the best example. But at least in theory, this idea of does kibud aveim. I tell you the story. I think I've told you the story of the guy who asked me the shailu, the kibud aveim shailu, when his mother was dying. What? With the hat. Right. So the shailu was that the guy's mother was dying, and this guy was a modern Orthodox Jew, but his entire family is super yeshivish. Super yeshivish. And his mother, as she was dying, said to him, just one thing I want from you is to wear a hat when you say Kaddish for me. Wear a black hat and say Kaddish for me. So to him, like, the yeshivish world was so challenging for him. He felt so stifled by it, and he went off the derech for a good number of years, and like, it wasn't just Stam putting on a hat. It was something that was really going to bother him. So is that kibbutz? Is that kibbutz to wear a hat? Is there a chiv midin kibbutz to wear a hat when mom said wear a hat? According to this significant group of poskim, it's not okay at her. What difference does it make to her whether I wear a hat or not? She's not saying when you come to my shul, you come to my community, it's going to be embarrassing to me that my kid, you know, that my kid isn't wearing a hat. In your own shul, your own community, where you never wear a hat, it's not embarrassing. It's not okay to me at all. But she wanted that he should wear a hat. So one could argue it's not okay at her at all. It's not kibud aveim at all. But again, if you argue that it's about whether it's a reasonable thing or not, then you could say that maybe it depends where he's davening. If he's davening in her shul, her community, where everyone knows her, and to her it's embarrassing that, you know, in that community it's embarrassing that one of the kids doesn't wear a hat. Maybe that is no okay at her. It's going to be a busha. Even though it's not physically nogea her, it's not going to feed her, it's not going to give her clothing, it's not, you know, it's not physically nogea. Whereas something that's unreasonable, something that shouldn't be nogea her, because he's not, you know, he's davening in his own shul, in his own modern Orthodox community, shouldn't be nogea her at all. So maybe in that situation, there's no chiyuv kibud whatsoever. So again, I didn't see poskim that make this distinction, but I think the distinction makes sense. Something that's emotionally nogea to the parent and makes sense that it should be emotionally nogea to the parent versus that which the parent claims is emotionally nogea to them, but it makes no sense that it should. They're being unreasonable in the claims of how emotionally nogea it is to them. Okay, moving along. Let's discuss a little bit about Mora Avei. The Tur writes, Ve'ezu Mora Ve'ezu Kibud Mora. So this is straight from the Gemara. Lo omid bimakomav, lo yoshev bimakomav. And then the Torah quotes a discussion in the Rishonim. What does that mean, lo yoshev bimakomav? The Torah writes, Pirush Rashi, makomam yuchlo lamud sham besod zakenim im chaveriv la'etza. The place where your father gets together with other important people to discuss important matters. You shouldn't get involved there. Nothing to do with not sitting in your dad's chair. It means don't be involved in his conversations on high important issues. Don't insert yourself into that conversation. And the Rama writes, no, means also just don't sit in his chair. In the house. The Prisha ad, sitting in a seat in shul, also is asur. So, and the Prisha points out, l'chora, it's not necessarily machlokas from Ma'an Rashi. Lo yoshev b'mkomo means, don't sit in his chair in the literal sense. It also means, don't, even if you're not going to sit, you're going to stand, but don't insert yourself into important conversations that he's having. What about standing in the place where he likes to stand at home? So the preacher says that's unusual. No one has a place where they stand at home. People have a place where they sit. Okay, then the Torah writes further. Velo soseres devarav, velo machria es devarav. So I think we discussed this, I don't remember, when we read the Gemara. Lo soser estevarav, don't contradict his words, v'lo machriya estevarav. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, and Tor quotes this, im hayacholek, im acher, b'dvar alacha, lo yomar nirin divrei ploni. If that is arguing with someone else about a dvar alacha, don't say nirin divrei ploni. Says the Prisha, that's only if you don't have a raya. But if you have a raya, then you're not the one being machriya. The Torah is being machriya. Interesting. Your own opinion can't be machriya. But if you say, look, I have a raya that this one's correct, then that's not you being machriya, that's just you revealing that the Torah has already been machriya. Varamakasav ze in sarach tainusosar. So the Rama says, what do you mean? We had two separate lines in the Gemara. Lo soser estevarav, lo yachriya estevarav. So what does lo yachriya mean? Your dad's arguing with Reuven, don't say, I think Reuven's right. Isn't that the same as being soser estevarav? Ela afilu nirin lo divrei aviv lo yomer nirin divrei abba. You know what lo yachriya means? Your dad's arguing with Reuven, don't say dad is right. Shanir kimachriya divrei aviv, elim yesh lo tshuva lashav alachol kim yashav. Because that makes it look like your dad needs your help. If you happen to have a raya against the other guy, so you can introduce that raya, but just stop to say, yeah, I think my father's right. That's a chutzpah. Who are you to say you think your father's right? So two deyos. Rashi and the Rama. What does it mean, lo yachriya? Rashi says it means don't side with the other guy. The Rama says no, it means don't side with dad. Don't take sides at all. Obviously don't side with the other guy. That's so says Tavara. Says the Beis Yosef. Yesh Lomar, how are you going to answer up for Rashi? Right? The Rama's attack on Rashi is, if you say I agree with the other guy, that's soser stevarav. Why is that labeled machriya? See, Yeshlomer detray gavni soser stevarav katani. There are two types of soser stevarav. Chad shehulavado soser stevarav, chad shu machriya kedivrei acholek alav. Understand the difference? Says there's a difference over here. Soser stevarav is dad says up, you say down. So that's one issue. That's obviously just blatantly going against your father. Lo yachriya stevarav, dad says up, Reuven says down, you say I agree with Reuven. That's not as strong, that's not as bad. Meaning one might have thought that even if dad says up, you say down is aser. One might have thought dad says up, Reuven says down, you say I agree with Reuven. Maybe that's not as bad. So that's right, I say lo yachriya stevarav. Or Rashi never said that lo yachriya stevarav means that you say I agree with the other guy. It says, all Rashi ever said was that you shouldn't say nirin divrei ploni. Ploni doesn't necessarily mean the other guy. Ploni might mean either. Lo soser stevarav means don't argue with your father. Lo yachriya stevarav means don't do anything. Don't argue or side with him. And that's why lo yachriya stevarav adds something beyond. So meaning Rashi really agrees with the Rama. Yeah, they have a like 20, yeah. That's how the Beis Yosef, those are the Beis Yosef's two ways of being Miyashev Rashi. How do we paskin the Shulchan Aruch? What are you not allowed to do? Meaning, according to the simple Pshat and Rashi, you're allowed to agree with your father, you're just not allowed to argue with the father. But according to the Beis Yosef's way of teaching up Rashi, and the second way of teaching up Rashi, that you're not allowed to even agree with your father. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Sif Beis V'lo soser estevar V'lo machrio estevar V'fanav afilu lomar nirin divrei abba. Then you're not allowed to say, even to say nirin divrei abba, when your father's there. And the Gra points out that's against Rashi. And the reason we paskin against Rashi is because of the Ramaz Kasha and Rashi, that Soser and Machriya can't mean the same thing. L'chora, you don't have to say that way. You could say that he is paskining like Rashi, but like his understanding of Rashi. that Nirin Divrei Ploni doesn't mean Divrei Ploni the other guy. It means that you're not allowed to say Nirin Divrei anybody. Where is this chiluk of befanav or shalom befanav? Where do we find such a chiluk of befanav or shalom befanav? So that chiluk is because, what did the Torah say? The Torah say you're not allowed to be cholik al devarav, right? The Torah had a father also. Who's the Torah's father? You know the Torah's father? A little history? He quotes in every page pretty much in the Torah. Adoni Avi Harash. Torah's father is the Rush. Does the Torah ever argue with the Rush? All the time. Adoni Avi Harash says this, here's why he's wrong. What do you mean? You're not allowed to be so serious to Vara. How's the Torah allowed to be cholik on the Rush? Says the Taz, v'had metzina b'Torah chosh mishpash ha'tor cholik imaviv kama pamim hainu shalo b'fanav. You have to say a chilik. Now the issue to argue on your father, to be so your father is in front of him. But shalo b'fanav is okay. Nevertheless, says the Taz, if you're in a situation where you want to argue with your father, but there's someone else that says like your father, don't say I disagree with Dad. Say I disagree with the other guy. And that way, we'll get it that you disagree with that. But don't do it so blatantly. Okay? So, and that's what the Torah does also. Like, if the Rambam agrees with the Rosh, he'll say I disagree with the Rambam. Even though he really disagrees with the Rosh also. But that's where he gets the befanav idea. Because you have to say something. Otherwise, how does the Torah himself paskin this halacha? All right, there's a lot more to say about Mora, calling a father by name. Maybe we'll do a little bit more Kibbut Aveim. I don't want to leave it right in the middle. I mean, there's a lot. There's so much. We have to figure out where to cap it. But, you know, at least on Monday we'll do Sif Beis, Sif Hey, Sif Zayin. Skip around a little bit, you know, because there's some of the Sifim have a lot more discussion. But let's get to it on Monday.